Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Leads customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now, on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio on www.buildingfortunesradio.com. First, if you are listening in live, I want to say thanks for listening, for being live. And if you are alive, you probably want to listen to some of our previous radio shows. We have been really busy with new show introductions, and I just want to give you a little bit of a recap for those people that might be listening in. If you go to www.buildingfortunesradio.com, you'll be able to hear the segment that I did recently with Dr. Greg Robertson, who introduced a product called Zapne, Z-A-P-N-E, and he's been introduced to us by a great friend of ours, Mr. Jim Turner, who runs a company, actually runs an organization, among many other things, called Citizens.org. It's actually Citizens for Health, but their domain name is Citizens.org, and you got to check it out because they have this whole thing going on with things that you want to know about. Vaccines, mercury, food identity theft. He's been a big pusher of getting aspartame awareness, and now they're doing this stuff with Zapne, and we're teaching people about the dangers of benzoyl peroxide and a whole bunch of other cool stuff. So you'll want to plug into the recordings that we've done and the shows that we've done for Zapne, as well as the ones we've done for Citizens for Health, and that's citizens.org. Then we have Harshman Travel with Pam and Ron Harshman. Man, what a great couple as they've expanded into the travel agent business and shared with us a whole bunch of other information. And then we have, let's see, we put on Dr. Jerry Brown, and we have, of course, Chris Molinari, who runs Cancer Warriors, a Warrior's Journey. She does that every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. So Building Fortunes Radio is building like crazy. I will share with you my personal style and management style specifically, is we're going to help people, if they want to do a home-based business, become successful every way we possibly can, and Building Fortunes is going to create that platform. I'm super excited about taking every excuse away from anyone that ever wanted to do something with a home-based business. So I'll throw a little wiggle room in there because every is a universal word that means every. So I'm going to throw in there almost every because there might be some person out there under a rock somewhere that this might not apply to. But short of that, give me 5 minutes, I could probably figure out how they could still do it anyway. But we have instituted something called our $1 promo, and you'll want to check it out. If you go to, we put a little shortener on there. If you go to nwl.biz, nwl.biz/$1. You could use the number one and then the word dollar, or you could use the O-N-E and then the word dollar. So if you go to nwl.biz/$1, you will see the cool movie that we put together and the cool movie that I did, as well as other things that we're putting together on that website, to show people how they can get started with a home-based business for $1 and how we can help them build a fortune. We've already shown people how they can build a fortune with the Humongous Ad Network. Tune in to Nick's Humongous Ad Network radio segment anytime that Nick does it. If you go to the buildingfortunesradioshow.com, you'll be able to find it over there. We've already proven that. I commissioned Nick a long time ago to say, Nick, show people how they can build a fortune from that Humongous Ad Network classified ad website that we put together. I'm going to show you how to do your own economy, and Nick did. So kudos to Nick. Now we're actually bringing it down to the next level where we said, you know what? I'm tired of people telling me that they can't succeed for whatever reason or not. We're going to open up our doors. We're going to open up our product line. We're going to open up all the things that we do, including like wonderful Building Fortunes radio shows like the one you're listening to right now, where people can effectively get started with us for $1. And we can show them how they could make and build a fortune with our $1 program. So remember, go to nwl.biz/$1, and you're going to be able to see the cool movies and learn a little bit more about it. Now, just as a quickie, some people might say, okay, I can put up a buck at risk to start my own home-based business, the tax advantages of everything else associated with that would pay me more than $1. And we'd say, yep, you know what, you've been listening to us on the tax advantages of a home-based business, and that certainly would qualify. Then other people might say, I can put a dollar at risk, because if they were serving those at McDonald's, I could get about 5 of those, couldn't I, at a drive-thru window just for my kids on a Happy Meal? And I would say, yep, you're probably right about that. For $1, you could probably multiply it by 5 and go get a Happy Meal over at McDonald's for one of your kids, for the toy, of course. But you could also start to build your own home-based business starting with us for a buck. We have a platform called Phase 3, which is our website builder, and we bumped the price up to $19.95 after the first 30 days. But as a Building Fortune affiliate, you can make 20% on your first level, 10% on your second level. And for those people that need a calculator, if you do the math, about 20% of 20 bucks is about $4, and about 10% of 20 bucks is about $2. So all you need to do is ask a few people if they want to get started in their own home-based business for a buck. Do that in the first 30 days. Get more than 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 people and get those people to do the same thing, and you have a profitable business where you never have to take any more money out of your pocket to be able to run a successful home-based business. And you get Phase 3 and our lead management system and access to all of our webinars, all of our conference calls. Who knows? Maybe you'll even share the microphone with myself and Chris on Building Fortunes Radio. Who knows where it'll go, but we're going to show people how they can effectively build a home-based business. And I'm more motivated than I've ever been before relative to this, and I guess I'll be more motivated tomorrow as I hear all the different stories. But we have said, that's it, we're done. We're going to show people how we can be the income generator for them, and they could use our help, and anybody could get started with $1 if they wanted to. And what I will do is I will prove a point, just like a reality TV show host, that we're going to show people how they can start to build a fortune starting off with $1. Got $1 million? Hold on to it. I just need the first one. Got $100,000? Hold on to it. I just want the first one. We're showing people how they can build a business with $1. So you go to nwl.biz/$1, and then you can watch the cool movies and see how that stuff goes. So, Chris, I just had to get that out, because Building Fortunes Radio is growing like crazy, with your help, of course. You've done some great interviews with some people just recently over time, and have a whole bunch of other ones lined up as well. But as far as on the economic side, I'm flat out tired of people not being able to build a fortune in the home-based business arena. So we said we're going to extend all of our tools, all of our services, a lot of our training, a whole bunch of really great stuff, so anybody could get started if they wanted to. So I want to say thanks for allowing me to hog, if you will, the first 10 minutes of our radio show. And now over to you, my good friend, Chris Molinari.
Well, thank you. And I always love to hear you tell your all the information about PM marketing and all of that, because I'm involved with it too, and I'm going to be using it and getting people to use it too. Anyway, today, in that vein, we're going to be talking about MLM marketing and kind of throwing in a bit about leadership, because MLM, and Peter and I have talked about this before, there's no such thing as get rich quick. That's not what we're saying ever. And it's a tricky business. It takes work to excel in MLM, in spite of the fact that it's really not very complicated, as most businesses are, that especially a brick-and-mortar business. I mean, I used to own a real estate business, and I mean, it was real estate, so I had, of course, have a license, or I would have gotten in a lot of trouble. And then, you know, paid a couple thousand a month for my office, and then I had, you know, 8 or 9 agents. I had to deal with them, and you know, pay my multiple listing fees, and then insurances, and I mean, it was just crazy. And you know, you had to be so careful of everything being totally on the up and up, and you had to keep all these huge amounts of records, because if something happened in the sale of a house, then they're going to come down on you and they want to see your records. And MLM is so simple. Every single company has in their back office a training module, or several training modules. They have opportunity meetings. They have training meetings on either by GoToMeeting webinars or on the phone, conference calls. And so it's truly not complicated. What makes it complicated is people not doing the work that they need to do. You know, MLM has attracted legions of home-based business individuals for, I mean, look at how old, what is that Amway? I mean, my gosh, and how many times have the people tried to put them out of business and they can't because they're a real business. And Amway's been around, oh my gosh, I mean, the guy that started it, I think he's dead. And a lot of network marketing businesses, the original founders are no longer with us, but the companies are still there. So it's a great business to be in, and you can work it from home. And again, I've said this so many times, if it's just a little corner in your bedroom, if that's how you have to start off, get a little corner desk. If you can take a guest room, if you have an extra guest room and you don't have guests very often, put a desk in there and move the bed over a little bit. And then, you know, if you have company, then like my spouse or partner, when we have company, we have a guest room, but we also, if we have spillover, you know, if they have children or whatever, we put a big, nice airbed in his little quote-unquote office, and he just moves his laptop off of the desk and puts everything away real quick, and we got another guest room. But my point is that you can work from home as long, forever. You know, you can work from home. And some people, once they start making a lot of money, if they buy a bigger house, they might build a little office off their house. You know, I know people that have done that. But what most people do not know is that there are specific qualities required to be successful at MLM, and I have a few strategies that they can use. And the first strategy is kind of basic, and it's what most of the big-time leaders will tell you and stress upon and continually improve, want you to improve and build. And that is kind of in the top MLM list of success-building plans, and that is your mindset. If you don't have a positive mindset, you're not going to be successful. It's really important if you want to, you know, stick your little head up out of the sand and have your leaders go, oh my gosh, this is one of our new superstars, you know. And of course, you know, to the opposite of that, I've had people come into businesses with me, or I've seen other people come into businesses with other people in network marketing, and they think, oh my gosh, this guy's a superstar and our gal's a superstar, and they drop out in a month. And who knows why? Who in the world knows why? And it happens. You know, there's a lot of attrition in MLM, but all you really truly need, you know, if you plan on, say, 2 years of finding 20 key people in 2 years, it might take you less than that. It might take you a year to find 20 key people, but you might have to have recruited 30 or 40 in those 2 years, or 50 even, to get your top 20. And, I mean, then you can, you know, I always say never stop recruiting, but I know a lot of people who get 20 or 30 really amazing people, and those people just take it to another whole other level, and then the person that brought them in, if it's you, ends up flying all over the United States and giving talks and flying maybe over to the Philippines or whatever. People get organizations in other countries even. So mindset is very, very important. And you have to have a mindset that you're worthy to accumulate wealth and have a good business. And the next component would be, commitment. You have to be committed. You know, a commitment's not a month. That's not a commitment. That's, okay, I'll give it a try for a month, and if I'm not making $5,000, I'm quitting. That's not a commitment. That's just, you know, nothing. You know, it's just giving it a try. So being in business is kind of like being in a non-platonic relationship if you don't have a commitment. And you have to be committed to your opportunity forever or for the long haul or whatever, and not just to make a quick buck. And, you know, it's almost like you date somebody once and then they never call you again. That's hurtful. And so you don't want to bring people in that are just going to be there to make a couple of bucks and leave, and you don't want to be that kind of person either. So another very important aspect to MLM is having a vision. And you need a vision and a goal. You need to absolutely clearly define what you want and how you're going to get it. you know, your upline can tell you, okay, and if you read and understand the comp plan of your company that you're in, you'll see, okay, I need to bring in, like Peter was saying, if you bring in four or five people into what he's doing, your monthly $19 and what was it, $19.95, Peter, is paid for.
$19.95, yep.
Yeah, it's paid for. It's paid for. So you're not out of pocket anymore. I mean, you may still pay the 19, but the money you get back in covers it. And that's really what you want to do in MLM is you yourself, first of all, want to be, you know, have enough people that you bring in as soon as possible to cover your what they call an auto ship and or your sales. You know, you because we've had this discussion before. Companies, well, they'll say you need to sell $100 a month or $150 or $75 or whatever. So whether it's by bringing people in or selling the product, which you have to sell product or it's not a valid company. So you need to really make sure that you do that. And if you do it enough and you get four or five people, I've heard people in some companies say, get four, pay no more, or get three and it's free. And that's how it works, you know, and so that's why you need to learn your comp plan and learn it forward and backward. And your upline can help you do that. And there's always somebody that is expert at comp plans. Comp plans sometimes make my head spin. But there's always an expert person that can explain it in ways that you would understand. And so learn your comp plan and learn how many people it's going to take you, how many sales it's going to take before you're basically not paying anything. It's just kind of, you know, you're not paying any money, and of course you're paying, but then what happens is because you're making sales, it covers what you're paying. So with that, let's take a break and come back.
That sounds good. Okay, good.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or build a sales force, you should check out PM Marketing and Network Leads. Visit www.networkleads.com. For over 16 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, Network Leads can help. To learn more, visit networkleads.com or call 386-385-8679. That's 386-385-8679. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous classified ad network, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. Now, back to the Building Fortunes radio show.
Okay, we are back. Peter Mingles here interviewing and interviewing my good friend Chris Molinari. She is here talking about leadership, talking about MLM, showing people how easy it would be. People have a tendency of complicating a really simple process. And really, if you work your tail off, you find yourself a good opportunity, you build it over time. You plug yourself in, you increase your skills, all those types of things that anybody would do anyway, you can actually make a fortune in the home-based business. We don't say get rich quick because those are usually connotations to have something to do with things that just don't work, won't work long-term, all of those types of things. But there's a lot of people, the unsung heroes, that we never even get a chance to talk to because they're busy doing their business that are making a really nice income as a result of building their home-based businesses and their living their life by design, as many people would love to be able to do. And with our, here's my plug, with our $1 program, anybody could have a get start at that for just $1. So you go to nwl.biz/1dollar, or you go to nwl.biz/onedollar and learn more about our $1 program. We are taking every excuse away from anyone that wants to do well in a home-based business. Chris, let me share with you just one little quickie story as we start to talk about your next topic. I was on the phone a little bit earlier this week with a good man. His name is Charlie. He was a gentleman who ran a network marketing company called Warrior Support. they had a little bit of a challenge because these guys are good guys and they're veterans and they weren't technicians. And for whatever reason, they couldn't get the technology right on their wonderful MLM that had something to do with MLMing fundraising for war veterans. And if there's any group of people that need money, it's the people that obviously help serve. There's lots of people that need money, and one may not be better than another, but certainly the group that needs a lot of money are the people that are the wounded war veterans. Well, we were just on the phone a little bit earlier this week, and he said to me, Peter, we're trying to get the thing up and running again, and blah, blah, blah. And he said, but you know what I have to do for the next couple of days before the end of this weekend is I have to come up with $500 to keep a vet in his home. He's going to lose his home. He's going to be out on the street. He's $500 away. And I said to myself, gosh, we should be able to have, you know, this didn't happen overnight. If he or she wanted to and his organization wanted to get started with a buck, we could have showed them how they can make that $500 every single month so they wouldn't put themselves in this situation. So we're doing everything we possibly can to help as many people that really do want it. Chris, I just had another gentleman a little bit earlier today in our dollar matter of fact, in our dollar program, get this, dollar program, his computer breaks. And in his computer breaking, he calls me up and says, I need to cancel. You need to cancel because your computer's broken. I said, why do you have to cancel? I'm on a fixed and limited income. I said, that's exactly why you shouldn't cancel. You should do everything you possibly can. I mean, geez, you should do everything you possibly can to use that dollar promotion to go out there and figure it out, because you could get a used computer for next to nothing nowadays. Don't let that be the reason. But, Chris, a lot of people have been, I don't know, they've been tainted by the fear. They've been tainted by indecision. Maybe they're getting a little bit older. Maybe they've been burned too many times. But, gosh, it's only a dollar. It's only a dollar. Make sure you do all the things that you need to be able to effectively build a business. And I'm going to tie this back to you relative to leadership. Leadership should be able to say, it's only a dollar. No, you're not going to do this. Come on, let's go. And then show them how to do it. So back to you, Chris.
No, I absolutely agree. You know, and in order to be a good leader and lead a successful team, you have to be an effective leader that people can emulate and follow. Because if you're, you know, just like that guy, you know, he wants to give up. He wants to quit. And you know, especially if you're a leader, you never whine downline. If you want to whine upline, you know, because then they'll, you know, kind of jerk you out of your whiner mentality and make you feel better and in a kind way. And that's another thing a leader do. A leader doesn't boss people around, especially in MLM. You're not a boss. You're their leader. And even if you've never been a leader before, learn how to be a leader. Emulate those that are above you. Emulate people. You know, pick out somebody in your upline that you really admire that sounds fantastic on the phone. And even if you don't have the phone skills, you know, if you listen to the training from PM Marketing, I mean, I know you're not doing it as much as you were, but, you know, go on Yahoo, I mean, Amazon, and find communication CDs or DVDs and watch people that are really, really good at communicating and emulate that person. That's what, you know, in NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, Tony Robbins calls it matching, mirroring, and modeling. And so you pick out somebody that you really admire and you get a DVD, you know, no matter who it is, you know, some thought leader that you see on Oprah or whatever, and buy their DVD and watch their body language and how they speak and their tonality. And we can talk about that another time, too, is, you know, how to make someone really like you instantly. And I will maybe talk about that next week. But, you know, the conviction of not giving up it also is the you know, how a leader is. If you're having adversity, like that guy that, you know, his computer broke down, you'll get, you know, you won't quit. You'll just do whatever you need to get closer to your goals and always have a positive attitude and eliminate the negative attitude. And all top entrepreneurs know the need to be flexible and respond to changes instantly. I mean, stuff happens. And this can catapult any business to the very top or it can go to the bottom. So people attract each other. You know, people are attracted to you. You know, they might be attracted by the product. They might like the product, but they're not going to join the business that you're in because of the product or because of anything else other than they like you. And so you want to have people like you. And so you need to have a strong personal brand, you know, figure out who you are, and there's books on branding and branding yourself, and be generous with people. Even if you don't know everything, find somebody in your upline that can assist you in getting the message across to the people that you're trying to prospect, and be generous with your time with a new person. You know, I've been in businesses where, you know, I've seen other quote-unquote leaders that they'll get a new person, and then if that person doesn't immediately jump out of the starting gate and become a superstar, they kind of drop them. You know, they don't take their calls, and they'll be really short with them, and to me that's not a leader. I mean, I've actually been on calls where I've heard, you know, a leader rake someone over the coals on a public call. And that's not a leader. You know, that's someone who is so full of themselves. And professionalism, you know, yeah, you might think, oh, this is just MLM or whatever. No, this is a business where you can really be successful and make a lot of money. So be professional. Because of the internet now, we don't always see each other at hotel rooms like we used to, and I know Peter has probably done that years ago. It was, you know, invite 10 people to a hotel, and then you, like I said before, save 10 seats, and either nobody shows up or one person shows up. And so then that person says, well, this didn't work, so I'm quitting. Okay, next week, invite 20, but we don't really do that much anymore unless it's for a convention or some, you know, special deal. This is done over the internet, but we have Skype. We have, we used to have, what was it? Google, what was it called? Hangouts, Google Hangouts. But I think that's kind of over now. But we still have Skype, so you can get on Skype with one of your recruits or associates, whatever you want to call them, and get on there and talk to them and, you know, work through some things with them, answer their questions, or you can just do it on the phone. Anyway, I think we're kind of out of time. Peter?
We are out of time. I was sneezing, so I had to push the mute button. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I was sneezing. I was needing. I needed some blessings, and I put myself on sneeze so people would say,
okay,
God bless
you.
There we go. So here we go. So we are done with our radio show. You're listening to Peter Mingles, Chris Molinari. We are on Building Fortunes Radio. If you are interested in our $1 program where people can effectively build a home-based business with our help, you go to nwl.biz/$1, nwl.biz. That's our URL shortener, by the way, nwl.biz/$1, and check us out again on buildingfortunesradio.com. Chris, I want to say thanks for being here. I can't wait to hear your Tuesday radio show that you do, because you're going to have a special guest. Who's your special guest going to be?
His name's Alan Hunkin, and he used to be my producer when I had a radio show on the Success Talk Radio out of Vancouver, Canada for like 9 years.
Wow.
And he was my producer.
Excellent.
And he's still a good friend, and you know, so, and he's very a very smart guy, and so he's going to be on the show on Tuesday.
Can't wait to hear him Tuesday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll catch you next time. Thanks. Bye for now.
Bye, everyone.
You've been listening to the Building Fortunes Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingles. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for.